Congratulations. You guys are now at least for now, Pac-12 champions. And today, I think, embodied what really this team has been about for you all year long, the resilience.
Right, no doubt. We still have one game to go. What an accomplishment this team's had. We are co-champs no matter what happens tomorrow. But, you know, our ultimate goal all year was to make regionals. So tomorrow's just even bigger than it was today, I guess.
What's the mood in the dugout? You guys are down 8-5. You get three, and then you give three back up. You're down 8-5, and then you put seven up in the seventh.
Well, that's the way this team's been working all year, and it didn't surprise me. We were a little bit down, but, you know, I'm not surprised at what happened and the key base hits that we did get.
What does it mean, at least for now, to be co-Pac-12 champions, considering where you guys have been the last several years in the Pac-12, Bill? Can you put it into words?
No, I'm not yet. No. We got to get through tomorrow. I want this group to play in a regional, and that would be the ultimate present for them now. So, unbelievable job, unbelievable way to end the day-to-day. But you know what was really neat? Guys didn't dogpile. All they were saying was one more game. And so that kind of tells you where their mind is. And they want to go to regionals. And I just hope that we play great tomorrow and that happens for them.
What's your approach then tomorrow? Is it all hands on deck?
Yeah, everybody, tomorrow? Sure. We'll see how Drackler is, in the morning and see if he can go an inning for us. But Josh Lapiano has been great. I know he's ready. He's chomping at the bit.
Is Lapiano going to get the start for you then?
Oh, yeah.
What about the bullpen setup behind him? Just all hands? You'll see how arms are tomorrow.
Yeah, everybody will be on. Addison didn't throw very much today, so he's on. We'll just have to see where Drackler is, when we start the game.
How about the seniors giving themselves another chance today when they're on it?
I'm so proud of them. What a day for them. But again, guys, I don't want to overemphasize this, is the mood is we got another game tomorrow. Nobody's relaxing here. I thought we'd have a dog pile. I thought we'd have all kinds of things, but no, they're ready to play tomorrow. So that's pretty neat.
As far as the offensive meeting before that seventh inning, what was discussed and what needed to happen?
We just kept grinding. That was going to be a game of grinding. Who was going to get the big hit at the right time? A lot of scoring early. The key for us was Rodriguez put up a couple zeros for us or one run and kept us close in a time where they could have gotten to 10-5, 12-5 and blown us away.
If you looked at the talent gap when you guys came into the league,
what sport was the farthest away? Where did baseball rank?
Well, I really thought that softball and baseball had the toughest jobs when we transferred or when we moved into the Pac-12, just because of the traditions and the teams that were playing baseball and softball and where they were nationally. I really felt like those two sports were the ones that were the furthest behind. And Amy's done an unbelievable job. Did they win today?
It was down 2-0.
But what an accomplishment she's had. Now this tells you what I made this statement when we went into the Pac-12, and people made fun of me. But this gives us relevance in baseball because of being in this league attracts good players. And I think people laughed at me at that because it was baseball, but that's what's happened. And because of the affiliation with the Pac-12, we have good baseball players.
Comebacks with your team, not a surprise anymore the way they've been this year.
That's something. Resiliency, you can use every adjective you want. Toughness. We weren't real tough the first month of the season, but the last two or three months we've been really tough.